it started? Yeah, especially this year, there's a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. It's the whole Shiloh when you're supposed to build your Sukkah. It's very complicated, there's not a lot of time. Anyway, I'll go upon him. So I wanted to discuss the basic Yesod of Melechus Chol HaMoed. We talked last time about working, we talked about opening a business, and then we talked about working to be paid for your work. We talked about maybe you have to take. I saw Mefurash Rav Shlomo Zalman says you have to use your paid time off on Chol HaMoed. You have to use your days off on Chol HaMoed. He just says in general. He says even if you're not paid time off and you need the money. So he said you should work the extra hours before Chol HaMoed so you could take off Chol HaMoed and not lose out money. That's even more so. Here you have paid time off. Should you take them off in the summer or should you take off Chol HaMoed? So that's the Ayom Klerin. Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying a lot more than that. He's saying you don't get paid time off. And if you take off the days, you won't get paid and you need the money. So he says you should mash them the hours, you know, in the days preceding or, you know, Chol HaMoed.
If you're able to, yeah.
Okay, whatever. He's talking about more of a poil, like a guy that, you know, he's clocking hours. So whatever he's doing delivery, whatever he's doing, physical labor. But what I want to talk about today is the Makaris, a little bit if we get to it, of what is the whole nature of Melechus Chol HaMoed. We know Melechus Shabbos, 39 Melechus, many told us, and we have all the details, and, you know, it's like there's no chilek on Shabbos between driving a car, plowing a field, chopping down your trees, or picking out a bone out of your gefilte fish, out of your salmon. It's all the same. Melechus Shabbos, Melechus Shabbos. Melechus Yom Tov is a little more complicated, but basically there's gedarim to Melechus Shabbos. There's gedarim to Melechus Yom Tov as well. But the question is, what about Chol HaMoed? Do we say that the heterim that you have Chol HaMoed is oichel nefesh? You have a heter of Tzarech HaMoed, and you have a heter of Davar Ha'avi. But aside from that, every malach is aser. So if you say like that, every malach is aser, that means that you would not be permitted to do any malacha for no reason. So you, let's say... No, I'm talking about on a personal level. I'm in my house, and...
I want to pick some grass off the floor.
You just feeling put... Yeah, I'm outside, and I'm just like picking off leaves of something. Or, I want to turn the lights off, because what's the point of leaving them on? It's not major davar avi, and I'm saying, you know, an hour of LED lights, what's that costing you? So malach is back and forth. But like we said the first time, are you mechuyev? What about haitzah? Are you mechuyev to check your pockets on Chol HaMoed? If there's no heirs. So, what is the gedarim of the malaches of the malachis that we aser on Chol HaMoed? So this is a very interesting gemara. But let's. I want to go through the makaris inside if we can. So the first, there's two gemaras in Moed Katan. The gemara in Moed Katan da Beis Amud Aleph. Tanan, Mashkin Beis Hashlochin B'Moyiru V'Shvias. So the Mishnah says that you can water a field which needs to be watered both on Chol HaMoed and on Shvias. So the Gemara asks on the Beis Amud Beis in Moed Katan, it says, B'Shlom HaMoed, I understand why we are matter you to water a field on Chol HaMoed that needs the water Mishum Tirchahu. Because the Iker Isser of Chol HaMoed is Tircha. Uvimakam Pseida, Shar Rabbanon. And therefore, if there's a Pseida, we'll see the Gemara, the Rabbanon are Matere. Ela Shavias, but on Shemitah, Bein Lamadar Mashum Zeriah, Bein Lamadar Mashum, whatever the Isser of a watering is, Zeriah Vacharisha, Vishias Mishar, it's Aser. That means the Gemara is saying that on Shavias, there's an Isser Malacha. But on Chol HaMoed, the Iker Isser is the Tircha. And since Ikaris is the Tircha, it makes sense why they were Matir Mishum Pseida. Says Rashi, Bishlom Amoyin Mishum Hachi Shari Deloy Aser Bishum Malacha Ela Mishum Tircha. So Rashi's Lashon is that the malachas that we ask on Chol HaMoed are only malachas that contain the nematircha, which means it's hard work. It's not just under the category of malacha, it's actually hard work. Okay? So therefore, since we ask it, Mishum Tircha, there's more of a logic that we're matir Mishum Pseida. We'll have to see why. Why is, because it's Tircha, a heter to do Pseida. But the point is, you see already from Daf Beis and Malay Katan, even if you didn't get very far, you'll see that the Ikr Isser is based on Tircha. Similarly, Gemara and Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara over there is asking a question back and forth from the Malacha of the Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach, after Chatzos. Erev Pesach after Chatzos is an Isser Malacha. What about, can we compare the Isser Malacha then to the Isser Malacha of Chol Moed? So on that, Amar Vashi, Moed Ar Abba Sakaramis, Moed Mishum Tircha, Uv Mokum Seder Shor Rabban, Abba Asim Mishum Tzerech Yom Tifu, Midi Tzerech Yom Tif Sharu, Midi Lav Tzerech Yom Tif Loi Sharu. So the Gemara says the same thing, that Chol HaMoed is Mishum Tircha, and when it's all Tircha, they're Matar Pseida. So now there's a Murdika Ritva, and Daf Yud Gimel and Moed Katan that touches up the whole thing. The Ritva says, Nira Shekach Yishuv Loshen Hashas, and basically he says, look at the end of the first line there, he says, Ein Tam Isuran Shoven. The reasoning for the two Isurim are different. Kitam Isur Malacha B'Moyin, the reason for the Isur Malacha and Chol HaMoed, Humishum Tircha. Why do we care about Tircha on Chol HaMoed? Shaloi lema'et b'simchas haregel. Because we don't want to be mema'et, we don't want to minimize the simcha of the Yom Tif. We don't want to minimize the simcha of the Yom Tif. And if people are going to be engaged in Tircha, it's going to minimize the simcha of the Yom Tif. Ulefikach, hitiru chachamim, Kol Shu Tzerech HaMoyed. And that's why Chachamim were Mata Tzerech HaMoyed. This is a paper in the mouth. That's why Chachamim were Mata Tzerech HaMoyed. Because if you, Adrama, if the point of the Isser Tircha is that we want to make sure that people are focused on the Yom Tif and they're not carried away with Tircha, but if we would ask you from doing Tzerech HaMoyed, then you're also not focused on the Yom Tif. You got to do what you got to do. The Chol Shu Davar Avin, that's why you're Matar Davar Avin, Kedei Shlo Yedoyeg Al Avedosai V'Yimna Misimchas Yom Tif. If there's such a big Davar Avin, right, Davar Avin doesn't just mean you're not making money. Davar Avin means, like we said, you have Schar that's literally rotting. Or you have a tree that if you don't water, it's going to mamish, that's it. You've been nurturing this tree for a decade, and now if you don't water it now this weekend, it's going to die. So how are you going to be happy on Yom Tif? The whole purpose of this Malacha is to focus on the Yom Tif. So Adrabba, that's why they're Matir Tzorech Yom Tif, and that's why they're Matir Mishum Pseida, because the whole Isser is Tircha, which the Isser Tircha means it's an Isser to take away your focus from Yom Tif and put it onto something else. So therefore, the Isser is not, the Kedusha Sayyim is not Mechayev Isser Malacha, like plain Isser Malacha. So he says, that's why the Ritva says, the Isser Malacha is those malachas which will take away from your simchas yom tov, which are only malachas tircha. This is how the Ritva explains the Gemara in both places, Daf Beis and Daf Yud Gimel, when the Gemara says that the logic for the Isser Malacha on your Chol HaMoed is Isser Tircha, and Isser Tircha is matter Mishum Pseida, because since the whole point of Isser Tircha is that it takes away your simchas yom tov, Mishum Pseida, we allow you to, because now that will restore your simchas yom tov.
Together of Tircha, it has to be a malacha. Stam Tircha alone wouldn't be a problem.
Stam Tircha alone has to be very, very high level of Tircha. For example, even if there's an Erev, you're not supposed to move on Chol HaMoed. Technically speaking, you can move with no malacha. Right? Let's say you're in an apartment building. And you're gonna have a couple guys, all gonna carry your furniture from one apartment to the other. You're not driving, no car, nothing. There's no malacha. That's a very big, that's considered a very large tircha. Tircha by itself is also awesome. When it's, you have to hit a much higher threshold.
It has to be a getter when it's real tircha and when
that's the thing. It's the malacha.
You can work hard making supper with Chol HaMoed.
I understand. What we're discussing is the opposite right now. We're discussing malachas with no tircha. And which halachas have tircha? You're asking, what about tircha b'loy malacha? So that's also usur, but that has to reach a much higher threshold of tircha to be usur.
It's fine because it's memayit in what you, meaning in the simcha,
right?
Meaning, what if there's a simcha in the tircha?
Yeah, but it's not also the simcha of the yomtiv.
Sometimes moving is a simcha.
According to the Ritzvah, then if a person who barely makes ends meet and he's relying on his weekly paycheck, so it's not Tvar Hefzid, but it's sure going to start a simcha.
It says, V'chein Nitiru, that's the next line, V'chein Nitiru Schar Pu'ula She'en Lo Mayoichal, if you need the money for yomtiv.
No, I'm not trying to use the yomtiv. Okay, so fine, obviously if that becomes, I need the money to pay my mortgage in 2 weeks. I have enough food for yomtiv.
I don't know what my yoichal means. My yoichal means he's living hand to mouth. He's living paycheck to paycheck.
Where does the gather mean hefsid? Because I have something, I'm going to lose it. Versus I could get something and I'm not going to get it. Why does that make a difference in my simcha? I have a huge deal I can make and I'm not going to be able to make it now. I'm going to lose. I'm going to not get. Okay, we want to say windfall, but I can make $100,000 on this deal, but I can't do it now because it's yomtiv. LMI. If I'm going to lose my $20 in inventory, I can work all day for that. But to work to get $100,000 that I can't do, that has nothing to do with what the Ritva's svar is here. That's a very odd gather then.
Then you go back to the Ramban. If it's a windfall of a deal, you're not going to
forget about a windfall. Okay, but
So there's a big difference between someone that's going to suffer. No. He's saying that someone that's gonna there's a big difference. Apparently, he's touching up that somebody that has something is gonna lose it. Is different than somebody that's just not going to gain. A, B. He's saying a point that if you need the money. Now I don't know what the gedder ma'ein lo mayorichal means. Does ein lo mayorichal means he can't make it through the week of yomtiv? Does it mean that he lives hand to mouth? He lives paycheck to paycheck? What does that mean? I don't know.
But not ein lo mayorichal. If a person
that's not true because that guy that can make $100,000 is a custom. You know, so just like Shabbos is not going to do it. Okay, so I can't do everything I want. That's fine.
That's the point.
You're saying he's gonna. Okay.
The guy.
I'm just saying this is the explanation that Dara the Chazal said. I
well, he's right. According to Mazmach Lagish Rishenu, if the guy has a deal, he's going to lose. And he's not, and he
it's in his business. We're going with the Gdar and the Chazal set. We're not going to figure it out ourselves. His Gedder is. I didn't say the word Simchas Yom Tov here. I did, but.
Where did the law become the thing?
In other words, if the Indian is Tircha.
It's the law of Tircha. Just like there's a certain category called Malachas Oichel Nefesh. There's a certain category called Malachas this, Malachas that. Why? He's just explaining. According to the way your Tzvah is learning, why did the Gedder the Chazal chose, right? We said already in the first year that Malacha could be Nisr Deraisa. But it's Nimsar B'yad Chachamim, which Malachas are Aser, which Malachas are Moter. So now they could have chosen a category called Malachas Rechel Nefesh. They could have chosen a category called Malachas This, Malachas That. The category they chose was Malachas Tircha. That is the nature of the category that's how Chazal, that was Nimsar B'yad Chachamim, and why Malachas Tircha? Because Malachas Tircha has the greatest ability to be Mamayim from Misuchas Yom Tov than any other Geder of Malacha. That's what he's saying. So a Malach, which is not Malachas Tircha, will not be Mamayim from Misuchas Yom Tov.
Stress of backing up a car for
I get it. I'm saying is that he's saying a gedara of the malacha that the asher was malachas tircha because of this reason. In the Sefer Yerayim, which is also a rishon, he goes back and forth whether malachas chol moed is deraisa or malachas chol moed is derabbanan, and on either one he says it's also dafka malachas tircha. He says it very clearly over here. You could read it, but the last line over there. Mikomakom lamadnu mi de toli Talmuda isem malachas chol moed b'tircha lamadnu d'lo mitzur ela malachas tircha. Okay, now I want to give a case study where you find that the Rishonim went a little bit. There's like a very interesting shiloh over here. The way we're saying it would come out to strike a match. To carry, to do very simple things, which is no tircha whatsoever, to take out a bone of your salmon, the very simple things that are malacha on Shabbos, but chol moed, those things would be mutar. It's only the big malachas that we're talking about. Because we're saying it's dafka malachas tircha. So now, what's an example? Okay, can we bring an example for the Shulchan Aruch? So there's a psak from the smak, Sefer Mitzvos Katan, and written on the smak is a pirush of the Rabbeinu Peretz. So the smak says, Pasak harav Rabbi Yosef, de muta lahasa gav shushas shebevesa b'chol moi, de ein asa lacharisha b'lvar. He says, if you have a like they had in those days, dirt floors, and in the dirt floor you had a big gavshushis, which is like a big like a pile of a clump of dirt, and it's in the way, you're allowed to take it out in order to smoothen out the floor. On Shabbos, that would be an isser of charisha. It would be an isser on Shabbos. So he says, it's mutar cholamayid. So why is it mutar cholamayid? So the Rabbeinu Peretz says, ah, fagav darminan, that this is mamish. If you do this, it's boine. Your mamish doing an isser malacha. But if you look to where it's underlined, dupir shivad demleches muteres hainu malach she'ena terech afilo ena davar avid, and therefore even though there's no terech of the yomtiv, it's mutter. So you can go around your lawn in your house, and you pick up a gavshushis, and it's mutter because it's not considered a malaches terech, even though it's 100% a malacha deraisa on Shabbos. And he says the reason is it's not malaches terech. This halach is paskined in the tour. If you look where I brought down the tour. Mutter lito gavshusha shebabais, beis Yosef kosav, mutter lito gavshusha shebabais, kikos piske atoisvis, and smak, afkav de malacha gemurai, veinu davara ovid, shari b'chalmoy, kivishaina malacha shel terach. So it would seem very clear, we paskin, that it has to be tircha. It's not tircha, it's mutter. What? Tircha means something that's more than picking up something off the ground. It doesn't mean bending down and picking something off the ground. Mowing your lawn is tircha. But this is not a tircha. So now, could be it.
And yet, the only matter if it's a davavid, right? The shinoi, all sorts of.
Yeah. So the question is, is everyone passing this way? So you would think, well, it's pretty mafurish. It's Rishonim, the Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch both bring this down, that there's a heter to take out a gavshushes. And they're saying the reason is because there's no tircha. But you look at the Mishnah Berurah, all of a sudden the Mishnah Berurah turns the whole thing over. Mishnah Berurah says, and it's very unclear, where do you get this from? Where did the Mishnah Berurah get this pshat in this halacha? But the Mishnah Berurah says that unbelievable pshat. So like the Mishnah Berurah, Kasa Mishnah Berurah, Hatam, gavshushes shebabayis, shelo yiskal bom, because you're going to trip. And therefore, it's a tzarech hamoyed. Umutalito afil kedarkoi. Da'afagav the malacha gumurahi. Ve'ena davar avid. Ula tzarech, even though it's tzarech hamoyed, but you should have had to make a shinui. And that we're saying, you don't have to make a shinui because it's not a tircha. But you need a tzarech hamoyed. So the Mishnah Berurah now turned over the whole thing. And he said, no, there's no issue. Tircha is a factor, but it's not the only factor. If you don't have tzarech hamoyed, it's asr. Even if it's a malacha shein b'tircha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. So according to the Mishnah Berurah's pshat, we lost our whole heter. Even though, I don't know, it's Mefusha Gemara's, Ritva, Rishonim, everything, Mishnah Berurah comes innocently with a few words and takes away the whole pshat. And he says it doesn't mean that. Where do you get this from? We got this from the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says, but where? So, it could be that they want to say that maybe they want to say that maybe the Mishnah Berurah is saying is that everything that we learned is on the Deraisa level. On the Deraisa level, it's true, but on the Derabbanan level, they still ask for everything, unless it's a tzarech. So, but it's unclear where this came from, but this is, the Mishnah Berurah does not seem to go with this simple, with this heter, which would explain the Chayadam who says that you have to be careful how you write, and it would explain a few other halachas, that even though there's no tircha, we're still careful. So comes the Emek Bracha. The Chazon Ish in the Sefer says that Melechas Tircha is the only answer. But the Chazon Ish was makbid to check his pockets on Chol Moed. He didn't want to rely on the Eruv. He didn't want to carry on Chol Moed. So Chaim Kanievsky is brought down in a Sefer. In the Hilchos Chag B'Chag, he brings down that from a Sefer called Raisa, on a different Sfarim, that it says there that Chaim Kanievsky asked the Chazon Ish, why is he makbid on that? Didn't he come out in his spiritual Moed Katan that it's mutter if it's not Malach Shal Tircha? So he says, his lashon here is that I'm not 100% convinced about what I wrote over there. It means in the emes of the sugya, it probably is pshat, but lemaisa for myself, I'm going to be machmer on that. Meaning, I don't think the Chazon Ish was saying mekar adin, but he was saying that there is a chumrah to be makbid on every single malacha of the lama test malachas if it's not a tzarcha yamtiv. It's an unbelievable inyan. So this is very big chumrah now. So now all of a sudden, Chol Moed ends up being like Shabbos. Basically. Unless you have a Tzarech HaMoed, or a Davar Avid, or a Dis HaTerim. But now, like, everything is now on the table. You have to be careful about everything now. So, is there a way to, like, bridge this gap? I mean, the halacha, I would think, the strict halacha would be that you could be Mekel, even though Mishabur is Machmer, but it seems like the Halach Yelach of the sugyas is all to be Mekel. In the Sefer Chag B'Chag, he's Mekel, basically. He says, Mishavur is a Shreb Shat. The Pashas is not like that. And he said, but, Lemaisas, Gedoylem, there were Gedoylem that were Machmer. So there's a Pshat in the Imek Bracha. The Imek Bracha says a Pshat over here. Imek Bracha says that it depends what you're doing and why is it not a tircha. He says that is making the fire a tircha. It depends. It depends how you're making the fire. If in the olden days, right, you had to go and rub two stones together, and it was probably a big tircha. Gather the wood, do the whole thing, it's probably a huge tircha to make a fire. So now, let's say what you were going to do is you were going to do that, but you were going to make a small fire. So that doesn't matter, because you're doing the malacha, which is categorized as a malacha of tircha. But if you're striking a match, which is a totally different form of creating a fire, and that form never has a tircha, it's by definition something that does not have a tircha, so that's mutter. Depends on the tzura of what you're doing, not the amount of what you're doing. So the tzura of the malacha that you're doing is not a tzura of a malacha that has a tircha, then so let's say taking out the stone from the ground. He's saying what Mishabura means is if you're taking out a stone from the ground, if you went around on your whole field, right, and then you want to smooth that out of field, you're doing Charisha in a big way, that's something that's a malacha. The only reason it's not a tircha is because you're only doing it in one spot. So that is what the Mishabura is machmer, because the tzura of what you're doing really could potentially have tircha to it. Right? But if the malacha, what you're doing by definition, is not a malacha of tircha, then it's mutter. So, turning on and off lights, striking a match, haitzah in a very simple way in your clothing, you're carrying stuff in your pocket. These things are not malachas that have tircha at all, ever. So therefore it's mutter. But if it's something which basically has tircha, just you're doing it in a way, or in the amount that doesn't have tircha, maybe that's mutter. That's how he wants to be mechalik. It gets very nitty gritty, because everything... Well, doing laundry is not alt malacha, but that's alt gzera. That's a different isser. But, right, I mean, you could start clearing every single, you know, according to Chazon Ish, turning on a light is boinus, so boinus has malacha, you know, like you have to know exactly what that means, but that's a good yishuv, at least, to explain some of these things, why...
Are you saying that as pshat and mishnah?
I think it could be, yeah.
What about writing?
So writing is a good question. He says that that ksiva, when you're writing a say, when you're doing a lot of writing, does have tircha. So the only reason we think it's not right, imagine you have to sit down and I'll not talk out in class 300 times, right? So you know, there's a lot of tircha. The reason it's not tircha is you're just writing a little note. I'll be back in 20 minutes, right? But be'etzem, it could be that it's something which is shaykh to tircha. So,
how much in kolmoy do we also balance the tzarach hamoy?
No, tzarach hamoy is a factor.
But how much? I'm saying you can write, right? So if it's tzarach hamoy, I have to do a shino, I don't have to do a shino. But if it's not tzarach hamoy, I'm writing a grocery list, but I'm doing it for the moment. So I don't have to. Oh, I'm writing document because I'm doing a business list, and it's not tzarach hamoy. So,
yeah.
So
exactly what
you
said.
When you have to do a shino, when you don't have to do a shino,
right.
So driving with the family to go on a
chomoy trip
is that a tzarach hamoy? Many folks can say it is.
Yeah, pashas a chomoy trip is tzarach hamoy because that's how the children that's how there's simchas yontif.
So signing the receipt for the gas bill is.
I
think the whole writing thing these days compared to voice notes, it's like I don't know.
Writing is
spoken to your phone the whole list. You write it. It's not
striking a match.
Writing to credit card. Who writes anything?
Right. Who swipes these?
Writing stamps is a tircha for us nowadays. No one writes anything. So it's a little complicated, but this is the one he wants to say. He says, "Kol she'ino oisa derech malacha klal kigoyin lahadlik gafra to write a match and lahadlik miner laner afil k'she'ino tzarach hamoy near the mutter." And he says that's what he means with gavshushes also as well, but there's a halacha, for example, you know. So I it's hard to be mad to this. There's one other psak, interesting psak from Moshe Mazalman. What if it's a malacha of tircha, but I'm going to do it without tircha? Nowadays, what's the example? You program a
AI.
You program a robot to do it, right? Or a machine. Right? In those days. So, I have a machine doing it.
What malacha are you doing? You're not doing the actual malacha.
No, but I'm going to set my machine out to go harvest the field.
You could do that for Shabbos.
You could?
So program the machine before Shabbos?
No, not before, on Shabbos.
Okay, but you can't program the machine. But okay. Other than that, what would...
Okay. No, so he's saying, the way his lashon is, I don't know exactly...
The machine doing the malacha, we'll view that as you doing the malacha.
I'll leave
you technically, lessons. If you did it on Shabbos, then you would be high for.
It could be considered some sort of shlichus.
Your lawnmower.
It's some sort of shlichus. You're getting the malacha done for sure on Shemitah. Yeah. That's big shmuz, a huge discussion on Shavuos if you're allowed to do that. He says he brings that from Moshe Mazalman. I couldn't find it inside yet, but he says because of the pshitus, legabi hafalas malachos umachoinos ayadei lechitzas kaftar. You press a button and get malachas done. Sha'aser. Av she'im bem teirach, it's no tircha, but it's a malacha shebatzmusa yesh patircha. In other words, if you're doing a malacha, you're harvesting a whole field, but you're just going to go program your plow or whatever to do it. So he wants to tie now from Moshe Mazalman that you're engaging in a malacha of tircha, and that's also
manually combusting an engine will be problematic. Will be a lot of tircha, so I can't drive a car now.
No, that's the tzura of the malacha, is to drive. That's how you drive a car. But the way you harvest the field is you harvest the field. That's the name of the malacha. So now you're just doing it in a different way. So the name of the malacha is...
I think it's how we drive because that's the machine for it. The machine for plowing the field.
What do you? I don't know what you mean exactly. You combust the car? What?
I'm saying, if I have a machine that I press a button to harvest the field, it's also how I do it. So what's
no, the malacha that you're doing is a malacha.
What malacha am I doing when driving a car? There's no Israel pressing the pedal.
Right,
but
the tzura of the malacha is driving is not a tircha. The tzura of
malacha
is harvesting.
Right.
There's lighting a fire, right? So when you do a match, it's mutar, because that's by definition the type of malacha that is not through a tircha. But here, the type of malacha is still harvesting a full field. That's what's accomplishing over here. That's what Shlomo Zalman's Psaki says.
Which makes sense. It would eviscerate otherwise a whole Amir Lakum. You would start finding every single way around Amir Lakum. Just by using drones and AI and all these other things, you know.
Which are all much to do for Shabbos, if you do it before Shabbos. You're saying for Chomer, you can't do that.
What do you mean, if you do it before Shabbos?
If
you're
I
talking about
before. Press the button before Shabbos, it's mutter, right?
You can't run
forever.
Yeah, no.
That's a different issue. That's not because of harvesting.
How do you know? How do you know you're allowed to harvest on Shabbos?
Like I'll still on Shabbos might be an issue. I mean, I have my air conditioner go on Shabbos.
But you can't do it on Shemitah, for example.
Okay, because
so you have to know what's going on. You have to know each thing.
I can't eat your food on Shemitah even if I didn't harvest it.
No, I'm saying, but here
the field can't be worked. It's not an Isra Malacha.
It's the same thing when you're going on Chol Hamoed instead of just doing it myself. I do it through processing machine. I'm involved in the Malacha, and that's awesome. I don't think you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. On Shabbos, also the Gemara says the Malach Mal Shabbos. If you're involved in creating the Malach, it's also a problem.
If Erev Shabbos, I push a button.
Erev Shabbos is different because you're on Shabbos.
Okay, but so
what if you push it on Shabbos?
That you're supposed to go on Shabbos to start watering your grass.
There's not because of the Malacha. I'm allowed to press my air conditioner button right before Shabbos to go on.
What about on Shabbos?
No. But I'm saying you're not allowed to get a Malacha being done on Shabbos. You wouldn't be allowed to figure out a way if you press the plow button with a shinui and it does katsira, I don't think that you're over only with the shinui. I think you're over the Issa Daraisa on Shabbos also, because you're directly accomplishing the malacha. It's a malachas machshavas. You accomplished
the gemara. If I press before Shabbos, I'm over in katsira?
On Shabbos, I'm done.
Okay, if I do it before Shabbos, I'm over in katsira?
So
now you're saying if I do
Al-Khalmoy,
I'm over on
zero now? Yeah.
Because what?
Well, why are you comparing before Shabbos to Al-Khalmoy? I want to compare on Shabbos.
What if you do on Shabbos? What if you press the button on Shabbos?
Right, then you're over Katsira. You're not over starting a machine on Shabbos, you're over Katsira.
Right?
Because you accomplished the Katsira. So this is called accomplishing. The Chiddush, that's not the Chiddush here. The Chiddush that we're saying is that it's because there's no Tirka in the way you're doing it.
Right.
But Alpha Pekin, since it's the Malacha Sheyesh Batircha, that's considered Yesh Batircha. That's his Chiddush over here. You're addressing a whole other point, yeah, which is maybe it's not called you're doing it at all. He's not addressing that. What?
So now, you'll say, what about lights?
No, he's saying lights Bechlal is in Batircha.
Because the light turning the Eish or
whatever. This type of Malacha is in Batircha. Basically, it's very.
Machine, though, right? It's only because we set up a machine to do it for us. If we didn't set up a machine, then we're going to have light in my house.
No, it's not true. Fire. If the way we had lights was that you had to go on the ladder and light candles.
Right.
Now, instead of me lighting the candles, and it's a big tircha because I have to go. Every single one of these lights.
Now we invented
a machine that goes up and lights the candles for me. That could be still be awesome.
Okay, and now I invent a machine that I press the light button and light.
No, because it's a whole different sort of a malacha.
Okay,
what are you saying?
I invent a machine that goes and harvests.
No, the harvesting is malacha.
What if that's the way it was done everywhere?
I don't know
if that matters.
That's the way it's always
done. I don't know if
that
matters. It's still the sort of malacha of a malacha sheish b'tircha be'etzem.
And why isn't?
Because this is the way. This is not a tircha d'ka malacha.
Either
it's obvious. No.
Either it's in a world where that's the way it's always done.
I don't think that redefines it. Maybe.
Because here's a more simple. Let's say Ariga, right? Nobody sits there and looms anymore, right? It's all done with major machinery, so can I come in and push the button and start my weaving, whatever it is, the looms, whatever. So you're going to say that it's the same thing. That's a halacha.
I don't know.
Nobody does nowadays. No tircha.
The problem is when we lose the actual point of the iser, then we're in great territory. If the whole point is to avoid halacha, and now we're saying even though there's no tircha, and even though there's no tircha, you can't
do it. I didn't
say
the point is to avoid malacha tircha. I said the type of malacha they assered was malacha of tircha.
So then, period.
Okay, so now we have to modify it a little bit.
Okay,
so we're saying
we're doing that.
Okay,
sir,
it's a little complicated. This is the chiddush here that you have to define the malacha, not define how you're doing the malacha. You have to define the nature of what you're doing. Now the question is, each category is different. Is you go by Aish in general, you go by lighting a match. Why is lighting a match different than making a bonfire in a chanami? But once it's its own category of a tzura, of a malacha, that's how we're going to go by it. Now you have to know each case is going to be it is going to be complicated. You're not allowed to, for no reason, do a bonfire probably, but you are allowed to light a match for no reason, according to him. So it is a little complicated, and I can't say that I have the full Agdara. I don't think that the full Agdara is really defined, to be honest, in the poskim. It's the gufa. I'll read you the lashon it says over here. it says that the reason the Chazon Ish was machmer on a lot of these things is because here he says Sha'alu loma machmer b'zeh. That he, a different sefer brings that Reb Chaim Kanievsky asked the Chazon Ish, "Why are you machmer?" Ve'ishiv d'lo yadua lanu eiz malachas are considered tircha. I don't know what Chazal meant. I don't know what Chazal meant to ask for everything. That's a Chazon Ish. But I'm saying it's talking not clear. It's talking not clear. But I'm just trying to define it a little bit.
This is why
I
call marriage trash. Right.
And also,
like, no one cares about malachas.
So over the
years, people go to work doing
right because it's hard to define. But I'm saying, but one thing for sure.
Your house and and then,
okay,
like,
so I'm saying, but I don't think that's a reason to say that. I think that there's a gedar that you could understand, which is that the nature of the malachas that they ask for is malachas sheish batircha, and that those are the malachas that basically we ask for. Now the question is, if you could do those malachas in a different way, that's where it gets a little bit, you know, sticky and a little bit unclear. And this whole thing, by the way, that I'm still saying, is the shikotar and the mishabur. The mishabur himself could be not so clear that he himself even holds like that. So you know, I think that before, you know, engaging in something particular, specifically, like, you know, you have to know. For example, someone's asked, you know, an activity to go fruit picking with your kids on Chol Hamoed. So, Ketzira on Yom Tov is Melacha Sheish B'Tircha. It's for sure also. So, why are you going to tell me it's not a Tircha because I'm just doing four berries on one row? It's still called Melacha Sheish B'Tircha. So, it's definitely also to do it on Chol Hamoed. Then he's like, is that a Tzarech Hamoed? Well, but that malacha is aser. The malacha itself is aser. Tzarech
Hamoed,
you can buy them, right? Is it a Tzarech Hamoed? Right, it's a two. Is it a Tzarech Hamoed because I want the fresh ones? And is it a Tzarech Hamoed because I want the activity? What?
What if you only use the wet, meaning you only take what you're going to use up for the yontif?
I know, but you could also just go to Publix and buy them. Which is what?
The place where you pick them, you sell them right there also.
Which is also what you do the rest of the year, right? So, at the, or do you look at the activity? Right?
By the way, we're
going to
go on a
Chol
Hamoed trip to Publix.
No, that's because it's taka considered better, but is this better than that?
The katsira isn't.
If it is, then you're right. Probably. If it's particularly better, then you go, then yeah. If it's more fresh and it's geschmack and you have the other moitzi b'kav shalo yosef v'tisha kav v'shachavera, maybe in the family, I don't know.
What about if
someone
asked me
that question? I don't know what to say.
What about if the malacha is the tzarech yontif? In other words, it's begather onen.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that helps.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's what.
Right. No, I know. I know, but that already not. Right. But
father never let us go out picking. The only thing he ever let us do was go fishing.
Right, because it's fish taka, you eat it.
Fish.
Right. Fish will taka,
fish
will taka enjoy.
But you have to eat it anyway, so it's
sharp. Right, because your mom's enjoying it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right.
The only thing for the last two generations from the old Tzibur, everybody was very, very mekel.
You're talking about there was an assignment to keep Shabbos. I'm saying, I know you can't compare. I'm saying,
just dressing, dressing Yom Tov.
Okay, good. People that would, first of all, much less known, and second of all, the Nisyonis then it was. You can't compare. You know, so all right, the Mitzvah Hashem, we should celebrate the Yom Tov properly, and we'll get back together again after Yom Tov.